Many people with fecal and urinary incontinence find themselves embarrassed of their condition, causing unreported and untreated individuals. Though treatments are available, developing prevention strategies and identifying risk factors has been challenging for healthcare professionals. The National Institute of Diabetes and Digestive and Kidney Diseases and the Office of Medical Applications of Research held a State of the Science Conference, which explored what is known and what has been discovered about both fecal and urinary incontinence. Dr. Seth Landefeld, conference chairperson, discusses the panel's conclusions.
Fecal incontinence and urinary incontinence may have serious effects on the lives of the many individuals who suffer physical discomfort, embarrassment, stigma, and social isolation, and on family members, caregivers, and society. As we thought on the panel about things that may be especially effective in preventing urinary incontinence, we identified a few. First, we already noted the importance of exercise and weight loss on a general population level. Second, we identified a particular procedure, episiotomy, which occurs in 1 million childbearing women every year, that is associated with a higher rate of fecal incontinence and has no established benefit. The routine use of this procedure should be seriously reconsidered. Finally, we identified other preventive maneuvers, often specific exercises related to the pelvic floor, and possibly other exercises that may well be beneficial. These beneficial preventive approaches should be implemented, but there's much need for the development of other preventive maneuvers.
According to Dr. Landefeld, as baby boomers approach their 60s, the incidence and public health burden of incontinence are likely to increase. He added that if you have fecal and urinary incontinence, don't be embarrassed and please see the doctor. This is Wally Akinso at the National Institutes of Health, Bethesda, Maryland.